Thanks, band. So we have so much awesome stuff going on in our youth group, so I'm going to invite Liam up to share a little bit about that.
Hi, everyone. There's been a lot going on in our life, in our community, in our youth community. We've moved Pulse to Fridays, which has been great. We've gotten a lot of youth to those nights. We've gone ice skating. We had a Nerf war. We've been learning some great stuff in our small groups as well. We've also got some great stuff coming up. We got a quiz night next week, Baptist Street Party the week after, where we're all at Baptist Youth Ministries, get together for a mini festival at Edwardstown. Abe wrote this. Thank you, Abe, for writing this. But the final polls for the term, where the great, put that out there, Liam McKevin will be speaking. I didn't write it. And we are all excited for that. But in the holidays this term, some of our youth are involved in a mission trip, and here's Izzy to explain a bit more about that.
Hi, everyone. So October 5th, me and a lot of people in this church community, so me, Hope, Lariah, Annalise, Ben, Max, Sam, going, Isaac Drain, Isaac Hegedus are all going to Cambodia. We're all pretty excited to just go and I have notes, I promise. So we're just excited to go over there and get exposure to how God wants us to help people, because we all have a really sheltered life here, so it's going to be good to go out into a completely different environment and just see how we can do God's work through there. And yeah, I'm really excited to meet my sponsor kid and help out at the center, so it's going to be good.
Thanks, Izzy. I'll be able to go on the trip as well, just to make sure they're not doing anything too crazy. So, yeah, it's going to be good. I just wanted to put out there, if you're somebody who is thinking, how can I pray for this youth group? How can I pray for this ministry? I want to chuck some stuff out there to you now. We'd really request prayer for particularly our leaders. Our leaders do heaps in the life of this ministry. You know, youth is a big job. As a youth leader, you've got to partially care, you've got to run events on top of it, and you've got to do all that 52 weeks of the year. It's pretty insane. If you are a praying person, we're all praying people, we'd really appreciate prayer for that one. We've also, like Liam said, we've got a youth camp coming up next term, so we'd love prayer for that. We want to see some lives changed on that weekend, Cambo trip as well. If you could stick all of those into your prayers, that would be fantastic. But now we're going to move into a time of offering. So if we can get the offering ushers to hand out the bags, I'll just pray for it. So we all bow your heads and then we'll do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you enable us to have so much resource in our lives. And we thank you that we're able to give back to you with a generous heart, God. I pray that as we do that today, that this money will be blessed, it'll go to work in your kingdom, and that you'll multiply it many times over, God. In your heavenly name, amen. So let's hand out the bags.
So I'm just going to share just quickly my personal experience over the 3 hours that I had over the weekend. I guess luckily for me, I had a pretty easy shift. I had a 7 to 10 p.m., which was, you know, I would be up awake anyway. I think it was 1 to 3 a.m. or 1 to 4 a.m. Like, to be honest, I actually like the really early time more, I think, just because I had less distractions, your phone going off, notifications, whatever. But in this time of prayer, I think the one thing that resonated with me more clearly than anything was actually the power of prayer. And I was reminded of this through a particular, two verses. In John 5, verse 14-15, it says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, He hears us, and if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. And I think it's so important to remember that prayer isn't just a one-way conversation. When we do the talking and God's there listening, writing a checklist of all the things that we've asked for in our prayer. If anything, it's a gift that God's given us to be able to literally, whenever we feel like, just to converse with Him, not just talk, but also to listen. And in probably a good third of my 3 hours, I spent just sitting there quietly trying to listen to what God was saying to me. And I'm not sure how many, if any of us, actually can actively do nothing and not what a great opportunity and such a powerful reminder that when we pray, we need to pray expectantly and that we pray to listen to God as well. And that we remember that God hears all of our prayers, no matter how silly or out of place we think it may be. So the power of prayer should never be doubted. And without faithful prayer, if you think about it, this church wouldn't be here today. Without prayer, the school wouldn't be here today. And in my reflection, this time last year, we were praying for our principal. And it was so amazing to see that we actually do have a principal, a man of God, that's come down from, well, come up from Victor Harbour. Yeah, but you get the point. Like, without faithful prayer and without people continually praying into our community, none of this would actually be here today. And it's also, I think, super important to remember that we have grown. We have grown, like, hugely, even just in my experience of the past 1.5 years, from moving down buildings to packing out theatres to, you know, doing all sorts of things. It's actually important to remember that we are growing and God is and will continue to work in this community. And on a wider note, we also prayed, like Abe said, about not just everything to do with leaders and youth and camp, but also for the wider community, for the whole church, for the whole community like Golden Grove, Padare, all those schools around this area who don't know Jesus yet. We want them to, yeah, come to know Jesus through faith. So please continue to pray, not just in the times of need and struggle, but in the good times and in the celebrations as well. Pray for brothers and sisters in Christ and pray for people to be saved by coming to know God. Thank you.
Let me just grab my notes. 1 second. All right, so this was my first prayer weekend. So my first year as a youth leader, first prayer weekend. I was a bit nervous, didn't really know what was going on. I didn't know much about it, but I know that I was excited. Now, to give you a little backstory on it, my shift was the dreaded shift. It was the 1 a.m. to the 4 a.m., all right? It was the overnight shift. Now, a little more backstory. So obviously working full time, I worked all Friday, I had youth, I had pulse, amazing day. Then on Saturday morning, I start work at 6:30 a.m. So I worked all day Friday. I had 2 hours of sleep, then I prayed for 3 hours, and then I started work. So I was told by everyone that because I was very excited about this weekend, I told lots of people, and every single person said to me, no, you should change your shift. Like, you're not going to be able to handle it. You can't do it. I was like, no. I knew that God wanted me to have that shift. Not once did I feel like this shift isn't for me. I'm not going to be able to do it. So I was nothing more than excited, even though theoretically it is not a good shift and I was going to be very tired. Still am. Still recovering. But I was very excited. Now, on my shift, God revealed things to me, but not just things that He hadn't shown me before, or everything that He revealed to me, He had already shown me before. So some of the things that He revealed to me is that He wants to move. Church, God wants to move with us. He wants us to grow with Him. He wants to move in this church. My experience of this church, I've been here since I was born. I've always been to this church, but I did take a couple of years away from this church. I thought that there was something different. I wasn't feeling it, and I decided to take some time away. But God brought me back. He brought me back because he said to Mika, this church is going to do incredible things. This church is going to move and I need you to be there for it. I need you, and he mentioned a couple of other people, you guys are going to grow this church. I need you to help me. Obviously, God does not need me. He doesn't need me to help him. He can do whatever he wants, but he wanted me to be here to help grow the church through him. So God called me back, and that's why I'm here. So my time over the prayer weekend, he just revealed what he was going to do. Every single time that I'm at youth, he gives me visions of all of these young people's lives and what he's going to do through them. It is incredible what the youth is going to do. But we need support. The youth need support to be able to do what God wants them to do. So, like Abe said, the youth leaders need prayer. The youth leaders here are incredible. They do so much for the youth. I see it. I can feel it within them. They just want to grow the youth. But the youth leaders need support too. As some of you know, you know, some of you have been youth leaders. You guys have been leaders. You know, we have pastors. We have even people behind the scenes. Like, being in a church is a big commitment. And working in a church is a really big commitment. So in order for God to grow through us, we need to support each other. We need to come together as a congregation to support each other, to pray for each other, to awaken that spiritual connection that God wants us to have here. This church is special. This church is really, really special. And it's going to be incredible. Thanks.
Thanks, Tamika. That was awesome. Yeah? You know, so many people say, oh, Abe, you know, what you're doing is great because, like, youth is like the engine room for the church, right? And I'm like, nah, I love that, right? Because you just see all the passion here and you see how, like, on fire youth ministry is. But, you know, I think our whole church is the engine room. I really like what you said about we all need to come together. We all need to come together and be one community and move together as God moves through us. So in doing that, in an act of unity together now, we're going to partake in communion together. So I'm going to invite Isaac Hegedus, there he is, come on up to just lead us through that time.
Thank you. Yeah, so as Abe just said, we're going to move into a time of communion now. And as we come around to the communion table, let's be reminded that today, that the act of communion is much more than drinking some wine, or in this case, grape juice, and eating some bread. We do on a Sunday, occasionally during a service. But communion is actually more than this. It is a relation act from a Saviour making a covenant with his people. As Jesus and his disciples celebrated communion together. Too often we feel that we feel like we need to be in the right place to take communion. However, Jesus isn't concerned with this. Communion is a time of fellowship with Jesus and each other. No matter how our week has been, no matter where we are in our life, no matter if we feel worthy or not to approach his communion table this morning, Jesus is eagerly desiring communion with us. He's eager to pour himself out for us. He's made the preparations, so I invite you now to partake in the elements as they'll be passed out for you by the ushers. I encourage you in your own time to eat the bread and we'll drink the cup together. And after that, we'll read the Lord's Prayer. So I invite you all forward now.
Thanks, you. Thanks, young people. Wasn't that great to be led by the young people this morning? Great to hear what God is doing in and through. It's exciting, yeah? Yes, yeah. Awesome. I wanted to keep on that theme of prayer, and we've been looking at Lord's Prayer, and a little bit, I'm going to speak to you just for a few minutes this morning because I don't want to take over what had happened, but just to speak for a couple of minutes that we're up to the part of give us this day our daily bread. Bread. Bread's one of the most basics of foods. Yeah. In fact, the world's oldest man-made food, wheat and flour. How amazing something so basic can taste so good. Yeah? Who loves bread? Whose body does not love bread, but still love bread? Yes, me too. Something so basic, so good. And at the heart of the Lord's Prayer, right in the middle there, this simple prayer that maybe isn't just so simple. Give us this day our daily bread. that without energy, we can't live. Without sustenance, we cannot exist. We need bread. And right at the heart of the Lord's Prayer, it's asking us, it's simply reminding us that we cannot live without that energy. And so we come to our God to ask Him. Isn't it wonderful, even in the Lord's Prayer, something so practical is right there at the heart of faith. It's not supernatural. It's not something esoteric. It's not out there. It's not the other. It's right our basic need, that we need bread to exist. We need food. But not only that, it alludes to something more, doesn't it? As always, there's something simple line that alludes to, yes, we ask God for just that we could exist, but it's something beyond that. You know, we just ate bread. And when the early church did this, it was a meal and it was sustaining them. Yeah, people came together that were poor and could not eat, and they ate together, that all ate and were sustained because they believed in that prayer. Let's give us this day our daily bread. But it's also, as we know, as we come together, this is not just about sustenance for our bodies, but it's actually sustenance for our souls. And that's why Jesus said, I am the bread of life. That we remember at communion, this is the representation of what Jesus did in his sacrifice. But he said, I am the bread of life. So we need bread for existence. But we need bread. We need to truly live. We need bread. We need him. It reminds me, actually, and pushes me into that space of the next part of the verse talks about daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Daily. Just like any relationship, it needs to be worked on daily. It's not a one and done prayer. We don't just, okay, I'm a Christian, you pray the Lord's Prayer. Oh, I'm done. All of that's going to be sorted out for us now. It's a daily prayer because we need to be daily in relationship with Him. If we need Jesus, we need that to be daily. We need bread, we need that to be daily. We need that relationship. Just like any relationship will turn and fall apart if we don't work at it daily. Who understands this? Who finds this hard? Yeah, even in our own relationships, with sometimes we get focused on other things, but this prayer reminds us again, give us this day our daily bread. Again, points us to a picture, an Old Testament picture of how God sustained his people, doesn't it? How did God sustain his people in the desert when they were wandering before the promised land? Do we remember? Manna. Manna wasn't given once to be held onto so you can look after it for weeks. It was a daily thing. It was a reminder that we need God daily. Manna. What happened to the manna that you held onto? Went rotten. Maggots went in it. Sometimes the Jews would try and hold on to it for a bit longer and it would just get maggot ridden after a day. This is the same picture. I think this is the picture in somewhat comes even with this prayer weekend that we're reminded for these youth, and the youth leaders were a part of that. They're reminded not that the prayer weekend's done and I forget now, God, but actually it's brought them to want more and more and daily go, okay, I need this daily, daily. Because if you just hold on, if you've just hold on to the experience you've had with God once, it will turn maggoty. Yeah? It will turn, if you hold on, this is a challenge I felt like God was speaking to me just as much as I'm speaking to you. If I live on just the experiences that I've had in my life, that when I speak a testimony, I can only tell you the testimony of something that happened to me 20 years ago. Is that right? Feel like that's maggoty. Yeah? So I'm asking you this prayer of give us this day our daily bread, is that God wants to remind us that we are sustained. We need his bread. We are sustained by bread, but not only bread alone, but the love of a Father who wants to meet with us daily. And that just leads me to the last little bit that I want to say. There's a connection here, I feel like, that we have to acknowledge. That a lot of the world goes hungry. We live in a country that's even changed since I was young. I remember I never went hungry as a kid. But I do remember saying to my mum, I am hungry. And her saying, you're going to have to wait till tea. And I'll be complaining and whinging, oh, I'm starving. Whinging and complaining. I've noticed even in the next generation, we don't even allow kids that moment. Yeah? That even half an hour before tea, they'll still grab a snack. Yeah? We hated that moment so much, or we hated the slight ill feeling that we'll let them eat any time. We've even lost the ability to know what that's even like. But the world goes hungry. And I wonder sometimes, even in this prayer that we pray to God, God actually asks us to be his hand and feet. So I just wonder if we just take 30 seconds, just close your eyes and recognize even the Lord's prayer. We are asking a God to speak to us as much as we speak to him. And just as the youth leaders have done this weekend, and the youth have done this weekend in listening to God, I wonder if you'd listen to God in how you could be an answer to that prayer. Where is it that you can give into space and places of people that have go hungry? Maybe somewhere that you can give your time or your finances to. Maybe God would speak to you. For when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, may your kingdom come, that God's asking us to do and be a part of that process. Not to just be the spiritual, but right at the practical. What can you give? Thank you, God, that you've spoken. I just wanted to say, just as you open your eyes, just of what God said to you, take that on. Be his hands and feet. Be his hands and feet. You know, the translation of this verse, give us this day our daily bread. The daily word is an interesting word that they could be connected. I'm not dead sure if it's daily, but it also could be connected to the word sustaining or eternal. So give us this day our sustaining bread, or be his. He wants him to be our sustaining bread. That yes, we need bread, but we sure do need him. May you know that your sustaining life comes from him as you eat and as you go about your day.